Two car bombs rocked the Syrian capital, killing at least 10 people and wounding scores of others. Several women and children are among the dead. One blast hit the Hajar al-Aswad area south of Damascus just hours after another car bomb killed at least 10 people in Jamarana neighborhood. Members of the so-called Syrian National Council meet in Turkey to discuss the future of Syria. Around 150 members of the opposition group attended Monday's gathering in Istanbul. The SNC and the Syrian government have blamed each other for violating a recent UN-brokered ceasefire. Monster Hurricane Sandy lands on the U.S. East Coast, where hundreds of thousands of people have moved to higher ground. About 50 million are in the path of the 1,700-kilometer-wide storm. In New York City, the UN headquarters, schools, stock markets, and public transportation have all been shut down. The leaders of Italy and Spain downplay their country's economic woes, claiming they need no support from their European partners. Prime Minister Mario Monti and his Spanish counterpart Mariano Rajoy say they don't want EU's rescue package. Both countries are currently in recession. Police in Turkey clashed with thousands of protesters in the capital Ankara. The protesters were marching to celebrate the country's Republic Day, despite a government ban on the event. Protesters say they want a fully independent country. Turkish opposition groups are strongly critical of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's policies. Well, Press TV poll shows Europeans believe that Europe's banning of the Iranian media is aimed at preventing the truth from reaching people in the West. Over 11,000 people took part in the poll. Earlier this month, satellite provider Eutelsat SA canceled broadcasts of a number of Iranian channels, including Press TV. A senior advisor to Iran's leader dismisses reports of secret talks between Tehran and Washington. Ali Akbar Velayati rejected as lies foreign media reports of Iranian officials' agreement to hold direct talks with the U.S. Tehran and Washington are at loggerheads over Iran's nuclear program. A four-member German parliamentary delegation is currently on a visit to Iran. The group plans to hold talks with senior Iranian officials. The German delegation's visit comes shortly after Iran rejected a request by a European parliamentary delegation to visit the country.